A few years ago in 2011, it was American spying in the spotlight after U.S. forces found and killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Later, it emerged that during the hunt for bin Laden, U.S. intelligence agents used a phony vaccination campaign as cover. The CIA worked with a Pakistani doctor who knocked on the door of the bin Laden compound, pretending to want to vaccinate the children there, but in reality trying to obtain a DNA sample. The trick failed when the doctor was turned away at the door. Now the White House says the CIA won't be using that tactic anymore. The White House has even written a letter pledging that. Lori Garrett welcomes that pledge. She's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and she says the CIA's fake vaccination campaign in Pakistan did a lot of damage.
There already was a tremendous disinformation campaign going on in the Islamist world, especially in northern Nigeria, claiming that vaccine campaigns were all part of some Judeo-Christian / CIA conspiracy to either sterilize the children of the Islamic world or give them HIV infection. So using a fake vaccine campaign threatened not only the lives of vaccinators who would be accused of being involved as co-conspirators, but it also threatened to build on an already pre-existing campaign specifically against polio vaccination.
Okay, so now it feels like the narrative is kind of out of the White House's control, and yet this pledge comes from the White House that the U.S. won't use vaccination campaigns as a cover for spying ops. What do you make of that pledge?
Well, it's long overdue. I'm very happy that the National Security Council and the Department of Homeland Security have reached the conclusion that this was a nasty thing to do, but more importantly, that they've allowed it to be leaked out, if you will, by sending it to the deans of several schools of public health and a large number of government officials. But we've heard things like this before.
When groups like the Taliban or Boko Haram portray a vaccination drive as a Western plot to sterilize Muslim kids or any kind of Western plot, is there evidence that local residents actually accept that narrative?
What most interviews show is that people say, the average individual says, it's not a question of whether I believe it's true or not. I live under the control of the Taliban, so I dare not vaccinate my children. In other words, fear dominates the narrative.
We've seen polio increase in several countries around the world in the last couple of years. How much of this increase can you blame on this use of vaccination campaigns to gather intelligence?
I think it's irrefutable that the failure to adequately vaccinate the population of northern Pakistan is key to why we have now a reversal of fortunes in the war on polio. The genetic matches of the polio strains that showed up in the sewers of Israel, showed up in the refugee camps surrounding Syria, showed up among children in Syria, showed up in a case in Baghdad. All of this traces back to the northern Waziristan Fatah region of Pakistan. And this is the region most heavily controlled by the Taliban, where numerous Taliban leaders and imams have declared fatwas against polio vaccinators. The whole war on polio, going from only three countries in the world having active polio in circulation, the whole world being on the verge of eradicating the disease, and now 10 countries have polio. The World Health Organization last week declared a global state of health emergency, and we're losing the war, all I say, because of a combination of the Taliban and Boko Haram extremist views on vaccination and the CIA inadvertently directly feeding their paranoia and providing them with the evidence that they needed.
Lori Garrett, the author of The Coming Plague and Betrayal of Trust, thank you.
Thank you.